Like many colleges and universities nationwide, Tulane University has a troubled past when it comes to race. The school's namesake, Paul Tulane, was a wealthy New Orleans merchant whose fortune likely had ties to slavery. When he endowed the school in 1881, it was explicitly for the education of young white persons. Now, more than 50 years after integration, some students say the university still has a long way to go to make its campus truly welcoming to black students. Reporter Jess Clark has the story.
Several dozen students are gathered in a classroom at Tulane one evening. At the front is not a tenured professor, but another Tulane student, Lexi Frame. She's taped several large sheets of paper to the chalkboard, and each one has a word. Race, privilege, paternalism.
Well, can everyone make sure to grab their word, and you're going to be writing down on the page your definition of it.
This is one of many workshops Frame leads to help her peers become more informed around issues of race and diversity. The overwhelming majority of students in this classroom are white, a reflection of Tulane's overall student body. Frame, who is black, says many students arrive at Tulane ill-prepared to interact with people from different races or classes.
We're at least trying to get them to start to open up their mind to the idea that, like, they are not the only type of person in this room, or they might have certain privileges or certain disadvantages, really just starting to be more aware of themselves among society.
Frame is a member of an organization of black Tulane students called Les Griots Violets, French for the Purple Griots. A griot is a West African storyteller. They're trying to change the culture of Tulane, which they say is hostile to black students. Frame notes that the undergraduate black student population has fallen in recent years to around 7%.
Enrollment of black students at Tulane has been decreasing year after year after year because quality of life here for black students is actually quite horrible.
No, I should have yesterday.
On another day, members of the Griots Violets are gathered around a table in the Multicultural Affairs office. There are six black women, and they're all wearing their signature purple berets. I asked about a survey this year that found the majority of black students would transfer if they could.
Did that shock you all?
No.
Is there anyone here that would prefer to transfer if they could and there weren't any repercussions?
Every student raises her hand. The Griots say one way to make life better for black students is to support them more. They've proposed a so-called equity fee. This would be a $240 student fee that would fund services not just for students of color, but also for students with disabilities or those struggling financially. The goal is to make sure everyone has an equal opportunity to learn and thrive. Griots Violets member Raven Ankar says the fee will help make campus more welcoming to everyone.
Students that actually want to live in an equitable university are going to want to apply here, so then slowly we will be changing campus culture.
Tulane's administration says it will consider the fee and that the university is actively addressing concerns around race. Psychology professor and associate provost Michael Cunningham serves on a special commission to study race at Tulane. The commission was created in 2015 after racist incidents on campus sparked student protests.
A sort of an ongoing commission to look at climate issues on campus, look at visibility on campus in terms of how students of color are treated, how faculty and staff of color are treated, and what's their sort of experiences.
As a result of the commission's work, the university added an undergraduate course requirement around race and diversity. And while Tulane's black enrollment is small, Cunningham says it's on par or better than black enrollment at other elite private institutions. And it may be improving. In 2019, Tulane enrolled the largest group of black first-year students in at least a decade.
I think change is slow, but I think we're working toward that.
But many black students feel the pace of change is too slow, like Raven Ankar, who helped write the equity fee proposal with other members of the Griots Violets.
2 days after we went public, like with what our names were, we found bananas in front of our door.
Despite this racist incident, the equity fee got support from the majority of the undergraduate student government. For Ankar and the other griots, change isn't just about ridding campus of racist attitudes. It's about creating structural changes that they say will allow Tulane to live up to its mantra, not for oneself, but for one's own. In New Orleans,